Hello and welcome to Dopey, the podcast on drugs, addiction, and dumb shit. This is the Patreon Tuesday teaser. For all of you guys who are not Patreon members, this week is an interesting thing that happened. Dopey legend, friend of mine, Sugar Bear, John Bucati, decided he wanted to interview me for the show. So we just did it. He interviewed me for an hour and a half. It's pretty fun. Talked about a lot of stuff that I don't think I've ever talked about on the show. Go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast if you want to hear it. Or if you're not a member of Patreon, go to www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast and join. $5, you get the fucking extra show. You get access to the weekly Wednesday recovery meeting, which is actually very good. You get extra videos, music, all sorts of stuff. Oh, the inserted ad-free material, which everybody seems to love, at the $8 level. $10, you get all that, plus extra videos. $15, you get socks and all that. $20, you get a beanie and all that. And at the coveted $100 level, you could get recovery coaching or one-on-one conversations with me. Although, only a few people have actually taken me up on the actual talking. But there are a couple $100 dopes, and I want to give them a huge shout out on this non-Patreon moment. If you are listening now and you don't feel like joining Patreon, maybe go to iTunes and leave a nice, robust 5-star review. We've been cooking at the Dopey Studio. Lots of beautiful videos coming out of there. All thanks and praise due to Howard B. Bucksbaum. And this interview with John was pretty interesting. I've been talking a lot about White Lotus. In my opinion, this season of White Lotus should be called White Blotus because it fucking blows. It's fucking bullshit. I'm going to say this. Spoiler alert. All right. If you guys are not, if you're watching White Lotus and you haven't listened to the, watch the last episode, I would skip the next 30 seconds. All right. Now, the brothers wind up hooking up with the women on the yacht after the full moon party on ecstasy. The young brother blacks out. The older brother remembers that the younger brother gave him a hand job on the boat, which I just don't think that's really like, I mean, I don't think it's I don't think it's crazy enough. I think if he's fucking the chick, I think something else is going to happen. I think there's going to be more. I think you need more. And then next episode, the owner of the boat is inviting the brothers who fucked his girlfriend to dinner. And the older brother, for some ungodly reason, invites his parents to the dinner. It doesn't make any sense. It's lazy. The show has been boring. I just got a voicemail from Dopey, subscriber, listener, lover, Jazzy. And this is her take on the beginning of White Lotus.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Dopey Nation. I was talking with a friend about White Lotus, and you just mentioned White Lotus and how boring it was this season. And I was saying the same thing. And she's like, oh, no. You know, in the they really like to develop all the characters and it's going to get exciting. And I was like, if I have to fucking watch them eat fruit in one more scene, I'm going to go insane. And, you know, I was kind of thinking about the first two seasons and how fun they were. So I went back and I watched the first two episodes in the first season. And I mean, like, so much happened. The guy relapsed. They, you know, found out they had a bunch, the girls found out they had all these drugs with them. The one guy found out his dad was gay and died of AIDS, and he thought his dad had died of cancer, and he found out he didn't have cancer. Belinda got offered, you know, the backing for her spa, which never happened, but it was a theme throughout the whole season. So all of that happened in the first two episodes, and I mean, that was a lot of shit, and it was pretty exciting. And the first four episodes, I think we finally got some action when they're at the full moon party. So hopefully the rest of the season will be amazing. All right. That's my TV blurb. Thanks, Dave. Toodles for Chris. Bye.
Thank you, Jazzy. Jazzy doesn't say it's white bloatus. I say it might be white bloatus. Now I'm going to play you the teaser for the Patreon show where John Bucati interviews me. Please send me your thoughts on White Lotus, but more importantly, send me some fucking dopey stories. Send me a funny, fucked up dopey story that's around 4.5 minutes long, and I will play it on the show and you will get free dopey socks or an email saying how much you love the show and something crazy that happened to you, maybe involving shitting or sex or overdose or recovery or relapse, anything. White Lotus, I don't fucking care. Send in a story. Here is the Patreon teaser with me and John Bucati.
Dopey, dopey, dopey.
No, we were just talking about kind of like depression that I say I'm depressed.
Okay. And when I don't, ask
but
you
I want you to lean onto that mic side. Lean onto the mic
when
side.
When I said to change your language, you said no, you
yes.
won't.
Yes.
So yes. you're really... Okay, that's really interesting because yes. every time you say you're depressed, I light yeah. up twice as much to yeah. like try to reach out.
Yes.
Could you just like say I need a friend or I need a no. hug or no. I need no. no. Just going to stay with the depression. You're going to tell your body you're depressed?
No. All right. No. No.
Okay.
Do you want, now, do you want
let's
me to break
get
it
serious? Let's
do you want me to
serious.
Break it down because this is a very great question I think you're asking. Can we get into this for a second?
Yes.
I think when I say I'm depressed, it is not telling my body that I'm depressed. It's craving you to care. When I was a kid, I would do it with girls. And I would sip, I would, cause I felt like I needed so much attention. I would say, I remember one of my best friends would always be like, you're so fucking annoying that you do that. And I would do it and it would always work. But then I didn't like, you know, you learn at some point as a teenager that being depressed is not cool. So I kind of stopped doing it. But now I do it with you and I do it with Ray because I think it's funny. I know with you, you have a lot of attachment to the word depressed. And I think Ray likes to laugh at me if I'm depressed. So I think I do it for the fun. But I don't think suffer. John, let me just finish this one point. I don't think I really ever suffered with depression. I don't think I am depressed. I don't think I have depression. I think when I'm not feeling good and I feel a little bit empty, I panic a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm just asking you to change your language. I've been doing this for 2 or 3 years, just changing the language around, God, I'm such a piece of shit or whatever it is that used to work. What I really wanted was, and I did a talk on this, I begged for attention when I was a kid, but what I really was looking for was connection. And that is why I pick up the phone and call you and anything. All right, listen, tell me about your mom. Who is she? What's her name? I don't know anything about her.
Dobby. Do you guys want to know about my mother and other stuff about my life? Well, listen, go join Patreon at www.patreon.com/dopeypodcast. And I want to give a giant, robust shout out to John Bucati for taking the time to interview me for my Patreon show. He is a wonderful person. Check out all of John Bucati's great shit on social media, johnbucati.com. Love Bucati. We love John Bucati. I want to thank everybody who participates in this world of dopey. I really appreciate your involvement. And until next time, stay strong, Dopey Nation, and fucking toodles for Chris.